Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Character wins right there. And it took all 60 minutes.
Yes, sir.
And you know what it took? It took belief.
Yes, sir.
It took belief that we were going to find a way.
Yes, sir.
Because at the end of the day, gentlemen, that was two teams that were desperate.
Yes, sir.
Both teams. I give them a lot of credit, man. But you know who wanted just a little bit more? Chicago Bears.
Yes, sir.
That was Ben Johnson speaking to his team after they beat the Raiders. Do you remember that? That happened. It's been a while since then. We've had a lot go on. Like, for example, the Cubs won the wild card series. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Mark is at Hallis Hall. He'll join us with the latest from the Bears at 1 o'clock. And in the meantime, we're in that middle time. It's not quite turn the page. It's not quite the bye week is over yet. So you're trying to figure out evaluation-wise, which is exactly what the team told us they would do. What about the Bears needs to improve the most between that Raiders game and the Monday night game against Washington? Two things come to mind for me. It's pretty obvious. It's the running game offensively, and then also the run defense. The run defense has to be tighter if the Bears want to make sure that they can still be competitive from here on out, I think, in games. Because as you mentioned, and we mentioned yesterday when we went around the NFL, Marshall, the man known as Bill, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, had a nice game for the Commanders. And I feel like that's the reason they were able to be competitive and win the game against the Chargers. Like, that running game helps them and that passing attack from Jaden Daniels.
I think you're absolutely right when you talk about what needs to improve. But I have a one-word answer for that.
Yes.
Health. Just health. Just like that first injury report, you know what I need to see?
The opposite of the Ravens injury report from last week.
Yes, we can start
there.
That
was horrifying.
If you saw
that injury report, you know exactly why they ended up losing the way they did to the Texans.
The print was so fine and small to get all those players on the little graphic for the Ravens. I felt bad for the Ravens, honestly. But I need to see TJ Edwards, Grady Jarrett, Kyler Gordon, Colston Loveland. I need to see them all good to go. Good to go. Like full practice.
TJ Edwards is a big concern to me.
Tell me why. Because it's the hamstring?
Because we know from having him on all last year, for example, as a guest, you know he's doing everything he can to get back on the field. But the hamstring being this damning for this much time. In fact, I think it was Brad Biggs who pointed it out originally, like before the season began. Brad Biggs said, this is probably something that's going to take some time. And it has. I think this defense looks a lot different with TJ Edwards on it. I hate that it would come down to one person making such a difference in that way. But I worry about the overall health of this. Like, what if he's not ready against the Commanders? Do you then become concerned as to how severe this thing is?
Yes, I'm already concerned about how severe it is. The man hasn't been practicing. So you would think 2 weeks off, plus they get the extra day because it's Monday Night Football, would put them in position to get him back. And if not now, then you start asking, well, when would he be ready? And that's the same for Kyler Gordon as well.
Yeah. And I am more concerned now about the soft tissue injuries simply because I'm more acute to it and keen to it based on what we saw happen with Jalen Johnson. Like, that's a big deal. And so you want to make sure that you do everything you can to figure out the actual health of these players. And if they do need a little more time, this is the season where you're allowed to take that risk, I think. Like, give them a little more time and it's not hurting you as much. It's not like we outright expect this team to make a playoff run, for example. You're not in the situation of the Chiefs. You're not the Ravens.
Let me tell you something. If the Bears do beat the Commanders, I fully expect them to make a run towards the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to get there, but it feels like the point in the season where if you win this game against what appears to be a healthy Jaden Daniels and company on the road, especially after how that game went last year, it feels like this could be a big just flashpoint for the Bears as a young, up-and-coming, with a first-year head coach team.
For me, outside, I'm not going to make any predictions yet because I just don't want to.
That's fair.
For me, it comes to the rushing yards per game problem. This is a problem for this team. They're next to last in rushing yards allowed per game in the NFL, and I know that they've got one fewer game now with the league because of the bye week, but they're giving up 164.5 yards per game.
Is that a lot?
You think Bill's not going to eat that up? Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt had 111 yards, as we mentioned, on 14 carries. That was 7.9 yards a carry. And if that is significant enough, think about the Lions' yards per play and how they were able to rattle off over 8. What was it, 8.8, I believe?
Large number, yeah.
Yeah, almost 9. So the chunk plays, those explosives that we talk about, you absolutely don't want them coming in the run game like this. And that speaks to the defensive line as well. We were trying to figure this out, and Ray did the best he could, about per position group where the Bears were in spending. And you know it's a lot on that defensive line. Well, we know that they have the fifth highest defensive payroll in the NFL. Fifth highest defensive payroll. And as of last week, they were either third or fourth from the bottom in sacks.
The fact that they give up more yards per carry, I am concerned about the rushing yards per game. I don't want to mischaracterize.
You know who's last, right? Did I say who was last?
No, who's last?
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Does that make you more worried now?
No. I'm saying I look at yards per carry because it's just like, let's get down to it. How many yards are you giving up per attempt? That's dead last at 6.2. And it's not just 6.2, but it's 0.6 yards ahead of anybody else.
So listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not only can you fall forward, but you can take a few steps and then fall forward.
Yes. Yes. And I think with the Bears specifically, we've been kind of conditioned because of the way the season has gone to say, oh, well, you know, it's early. They'll figure that out. Oh, guys are hurt when they come back. What if they come back and they're still giving up, you know, over 5 yards per carry? Then you have a serious, serious problem.
Well, I mean, you also have the blueprint for how every team should beat you. Just hand the ball off.
The Raiders probably could have beaten them if they had just...
stuck to the run game?
Yes.
Dare I say the Cowboys as well?
Listen, Javonte Williams looked pretty good against the Bears. Ashton Jeanty, oh, that's the game he actually got off out of all the games that he's played. So
Texter has a good point here.
What's that?
847, JCM, my guy. Just remember he was on the board when Poles took Manungai. 630, do the Bears have any new running backs? No. Damn, okay.
The only thing I'll say to that, and I get the Kyle Manungai point, I really do, seventh round picks, is they haven't been blocking very well for anybody as far as run blocking. That offensive unit, you hope that this break, reset, whatever you want to call it, with some veteran guys, and also the now addition of what? Theo Benedet on one side and Darnell Wright hopefully coming back healthy, that has them what they want to have and where they want to be.
Well, that's why we're asking the question, what aspect of the Bears do you need to see improve the most during this bye week? For me, it's run defense is one. I think run game is 1A. I still don't know how they set up their offense in a way that makes it all make sense and establish a rhythm if they don't establish that running game more.
Trenches. It comes down to the trenches. I hate how when you analyze the Bears and what you've seen so far and what needs to improve, it's almost like we're talking about very basic football. It's not a complex thing we're talking about.
Also, 630 says, go check the league leaders in sacks and see how far down you have to scroll to find a Bears player. It's hilarious. Oh, it is. And you know what else? Do you know who spent the least amount of money out of all the teams on defense? The Lions. Do you know that after the Bears played their last game, after that last week in the NFL, the week with the Raiders game, do you know who was at the top in sacks? The Lions.
That's quite damning, the information you have presented me. What did he say under his breath? What did he say?
It's just the Robbie evil Detroit laugh right here.
Man, Robbie, if you don't go on somewhere that...
But if that... And let's face it, a lot of that is Aiden Hutchinson on a rookie contract, is it not? Like, that's exactly how that translates. But it's not good when you're paying that much money to people who are not producing. We just talked about it with playoff baseball. We should absolutely be able to talk about it with NFL veterans.
So... your guy to know, I guess. Is he the leader? Hold on. With one sack? Tied what? For 90th?
No.
Who's the leader?
On the Bears?
Yeah. I'm...
They have one guy with at least two, don't they?
The way you said that just now? The way you just said that? Maybe they do. Maybe somebody's got one and a half.
Man, no, they don't.
Tino Passino is the leader?
There's five total. Montez Sweat has a sack. Dio Dangbo has a sack. Dominique Robinson, Jervon Dexter, Tino Passino.
So,
and that's it. That's your five sacks.
So they're tied. Oh, my goodness. So basically...
it's October 7th.
It's a... let's see, 193. It's a... oh, my goodness. This is bad. It's a 103-player tie... for 90th place in the league.
With one?
Yes, with one. And then it goes...
all right, everybody!
They're all tied for 90th. The 190... I'm sorry, the 93 players are tied for 90th. I'm sorry, 101 players are tied for 90th. 103 players are tied for 90th. Then the next person is 194 with a half a sack.
Who's that? Who's 194?
Well, it's a bunch of guys. It's I'm going to tell you how many... well, I can't tell you.
A bunch of guys or one guy? If this is making less sense as it goes on, that's kind of our point here. The bottom line is you guys need more sacks.
28
we need
guys,
more sacks.
28 guys, half a sack, are tied for that 194
sack
spot.
Machine.
All right, so we know that the Bears have five dudes better than the dudes with a half a sack. That's what we've come up with?
That's the truth, yes. They have double as many as the half a sack because they have a hole.
Oh my gosh. This can't be the measurement.
So
it sounds so bad.
like, if they could stop the run, the next thing for me would be get to the quarterback.
Oh my gosh, there are teams with 20. The Broncos have 21 sacks as a team.
Where do the Bears rank?
The Lions have 16, by the way.
Where do the Bears rank, Layla?
Well, right. I mean, it's really bad now. They're last because they had the bye week. They, the Carolina Panthers, the Niners, and the Ravens. Guys, what's happened to the Ravens defense? My word.
Everybody's hurt. Everybody is hurt.
So, yeah. So, we focused on D-line and also running back situation.
This is bad. This is just... It has to be fixed before they take on Jaden Daniels, because if he can run and he's not going to get sacked...
And he can hand the ball off to somebody who can also run.
What does that mean?
That means offense. That means they score points.
I'll be taking the over. I'm just letting you know off the top. I'll be taking the over. No prediction, just that I'll be taking the over. That is my prediction.
You know who's fourth in sacks? The Commanders. Well, technically, they're tied for third with the Rams. They both have 15 as a team.
I think the Bears can keep Caleb up, right? They only give up one sack to the Raiders, right?
Yeah, because he flushed out of the pocket and threw the ball away quite a bit.
Caleb can move. Listen, if there's one guy I know who will have a chip on his shoulder for this game, it will be Caleb Williams.
And you know what? The best way to A, avoid sack, and B, run the ball when you're... C, running backs don't always work... It might just be zone read.
That could work. And they have time to like throw some wrinkles in there.
They run some defined zone read plays. I've seen them with my own eyes.
I'm interested to see what Ben Johnson cooks up with 2 weeks to prepare. I'm sorry, 2 weeks and 1 day to prepare.
Coming up next, it's halftime. And it's all fun and games with childhood pranks until the parents get fined a ton of money. Cautionary Tale is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.